Stand like a tree. Hate the sin, not the sinner. Have you ever heard that before? It appears to me that in our efforts to prove we don't hate the sinner, we have begun to celebrate the sin with them. As Christians, we are being labeled as supremacists with phobias if we do not embrace their self-indulgent sin the world has chosen to shove down our throats. Cancel culture attempts to stop us from living under God's rule, as though mankind has evolved to the point of self-preservation, no longer interested in a world that operates on anything other than feelings. Feelings are liars. They play on our emotions, keeping us distracted from the truth. Society wants to erase history because of the way it makes them feel. They carry a chip on their shoulder from things that happened centuries before they were born, justifying their hatred and anger toward their neighbor. Can you imagine a world with no more police or military? My grandson is still young enough and innocent enough that he wants to be a policeman, while good cops are leaving their jobs over hatred and persecution, while lawlessness is being praised. So-called protests have become an excuse for breaking into stores and stealing them blind, burning buildings, and attacking anyone who stands in the path of the angry mob. Some people feel that Father has turned his back, but Psalm 92 gives us hope for the future. Father is not taken by surprise or caught off guard. Don't simply take my word for it. Read it for yourself, and you will find hope. Fools don't understand that when the wicked sprout like grass and all who do evil prosper, it is so that they can be eternally destroyed, while you, Adonai, are exalted forever. For your enemies, Adonai, your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. God is in control. He will have his way. But his plan is not only to destroy the evil ones. He also plans for the righteous. They will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar in the Lebanon. Even in old age, they will be vigorous, still full of sap, still bearing fruit, proclaiming that Adonai is upright. If you believe his word, proclaim it now, even while it appears that evil is winning. Father will step in. We will see the ruin of our enemies, and it will bring us great joy.